Governor Scott Walker said last week he'll work with lawmakers on legislation to address school safety. He said he intends to introduce a school safety package of bills in the coming weeks. It's where we'll begin the state capitol report on the first Monday of March. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Laurel White is here. She is WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Well, so it's a new week, perhaps a new day. Where is Governor Walker on guns in schools this week?
So we're going to keep a close eye on this week, Kate, because I think it's possible that we could get some more details about this package of gun and school safety legislation. So what happened was last week we were, and when I say we, I mean reporters, we're asking the governor what he thought Wisconsin's response should be in the wake of the Parkland shooting, as a lot of public officials have been asked. And he kind of surprised us a little bit because he said, actually, I've been meeting for about a week with lawmakers in the Capitol to introduce a whole slew of new legislation that he says will address school safety and gun laws in Wisconsin. Now, he said specifically school safety. He didn't mention guns specifically, so I think the proposals are going to be gun-related, but they're going to focus specifically on schools and guns. So we're going to have to keep an eye out and see what those actual proposals are when they come out.
But we're on such a tight timeline here to get work done in this session. Is this feasible?
Well, we are on a very tight timeline. So as you might recall, the state assembly is done for the year. I mean, they had their last, what was expected to be anyway, their last day of voting in Madison last week or the week before last. So they're back in their districts and they're done as far as everybody's concerned. So if the governor does want lawmakers to pass these bills in 2018, he's going to have to call assembly lawmakers back to Madison. That wouldn't necessarily involve a special session, which is something we've talked about on other issues. There's been a special session on welfare bills, for example, this year. It doesn't need to be that formal. He could just sit down with legislative leaders and say, hey, you headed home, but there are some possible dates for you guys to come back and take up these bills. But it wouldn't be part of the regularly scheduled programming. This would be a special step to get assembly lawmakers in particular back to Madison, and really the Senate as well, a slightly lesser extent with the Senate because they still have a day of voting expected for later this month. So they're still in Madison. They're still having committee meetings and doing things like that. So they're here, but it would require special steps to get everybody back in to consider these bills for sure.
It sounds like the governor has also had a line out to teachers on what their reflections on having them armed would mean. And does it seem like the governor has reached out there to hear from teachers?
He has. So he told us shortly before, he said that he'd been working with lawmakers and these bills are on the horizon. He said that he'd met with teachers and that they had told him that they weren't really interested in being armed. So he says that he doesn't support that. His exact quote was, I think having talked to teachers, most teachers aren't interested in that. So that's obviously the governor departing from members of his party who have pushed that as a potential solution to gun violence in schools, including, of course, the president. That's something that he's put out there as a way to make students feel more safe in the classroom. So we know that the legislative package that he's working on won't contain a measure to arm teachers. We do know that.
Well, we'll just have to stand by and watch for further details on that. Let's move on to lawsuits circulating. Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel is leading a multi-state legal challenge to the Affordable Care Act. Tell us about that.
So the Attorney General filed this lawsuit in partnership with a number of other states. The other lead on the lawsuit is the Texas Attorney General, but the lawsuit itself represents 20 states, including Wisconsin. They filed on Monday. And essentially the gist of the lawsuit is that the mandate for coverage, the individual mandate, is unconstitutional. That's what they're arguing.
So what happens? What happens next with this challenge?
Well, it needs to move through the process. It's what some people might remember if they're following, you know, legal actions in regards to the Affordable Care Act, that the United States Supreme Court upheld the law as constitutional in 2012. Mm-hmm. But that was because there was the penalty for the individual mandate. And so the court ruled that if people have to pay a penalty, if they don't have coverage, that amounts to a tax. Taxes are constitutional, therefore the law is constitutional. Well, the penalties aren't being enforced now. So Attorney General Schimmel and his counterpart in Texas are saying, no penalty, no tax, therefore we want you to review this decision. Now, obviously, people know that lawsuits take many twists and turns and take quite a while, so we could be watching this one for quite a while, Kate.
WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White is with us running through, giving us an update on where bills stand in the state capitol and other politics news. Laurel, another lawsuit last week, a group run by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, is suing Governor Walker over the governor's decision to leave two Wisconsin state legislative seats vacant this year. You know, since that lawsuit emerged a week ago, what have we learned there?
Well, essentially what this lawsuit is about are two legislative seats that were made vacant back in December of last year when the governor tapped Senator Frank Lissay and Representative Keith Ripp to work in his administration. So shortly after Christmas, these announcements were made. These two lawmakers moved away from their seats. And generally when this kind of thing happens, we've seen it happen recently with Senator Sheila Harsdorf as well. She moved to be the Secretary of the Ag Department. The governor will say, okay, these folks have left their seats off schedule, not in a regularly scheduled election time, so I'm going to call a special election for this date and this time to fill their seats. Now, he hasn't done that for these two legislative districts, and some people are pushing back. It's been a subject of contention in kind of state politics for a while when it's become clear that the governor doesn't plan to move on this incredibly quickly. So what was interesting is this federal lawsuit, this group headed by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, kind of getting into the mix and saying, if you don't do this, you're not allowing the people of Wisconsin to have adequate representation in the state legislature. So it would just be, it would sort of be a move as it moves through the legal system. If it's resolved quickly, it would be a push to get the governor to put people in these seats before January. Now, the regular election for these seats is in January, so the purpose of this lawsuit is to make it happen before then. Now, will that happen? As I mentioned, lawsuits move slowly. We don't know, but that's the goal of the individuals who brought this lawsuit.
Looks like Wisconsin did some digging into history on the history of special elections. What did they find?
So I thought this was really interesting. Basically, what they did was they combed through the history of special elections in Wisconsin, the seats that had been vacated off schedule since 1971 through 2018, to see how long it normally takes a governor to call a special election and to fill that vacant seat. And what they found was there was not a single instance in which a governor left a seat open for more than a year, which, of course, if this lawsuit isn't successful and the governor doesn't change his mind on what he says he's going to do, these seats will be open for more than a year. It'll go from December 2017 to January 2019 without representation. So it would be, based on Wisconsin's analysis, unprecedented.
And as we close here, Laurel, Mike Haas announced this week that he would step down after the Senate last month refused to confirm him, and Ethics Commission Administrator Brian Bell will be having Mike Haas on here just after the news. Can you set us up here as we go out what this is about?
So Administrator Haas decided to step down after the Senate didn't confirm him. There had been some speculation that the Elections Commission might engage in a lawsuit to keep him as their leader because they had expressed support for him, the board there, and they just decided that after not getting Senate confirmation, they didn't want to engage in that legal battle over him heading up the Elections Commission. So he's decided to step down, move on to other opportunities eventually, and the commission announced on Friday that Assistant Administrator Megan Wolf will be serving in his role in an interim capacity until she gets confirmation hearings.
Laurel, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is WPR State Capitol reporter. You can keep up with her on Twitter at LK White. We'll be back after this news update.